Peace and blessings, everybody. You're listening to The Good Brother Experience, where it is I, the good brother, the original black man. I am Reek. What you doing? How you doing? How you been? For starters, drink some water. Secondarily, rate, review, and subscribe to my program. Last but not least, if you would like to email me at goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. Once again, that is goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. So, it's episode 100. Everything is lit. I am here. I made it. I'm in syndication. Everything is crisp. Everything is lean and clean. You feel what I'm saying? Say hooray for your boy. I made it. I'm here. I didn't quit. I didn't surrender. I didn't falter. Your man is still here going strong. And I appreciate you guys, man. You know, this is actually my form of therapy. And I can hear your voices. If you think podcasting is therapy, why don't you just do the work, utilize your insurance, and get a real therapist? Where I will then rebuttal, why don't you just get on your knees and inhale my dick? Since we're just throwing out advice, you think I need therapy? I think I need my dick sucked. Why don't we meet each other in the middle? But if you didn't say that when I said that this podcast is my form of therapy, then I legitimately appreciate you. And, you know, last weekend was eye-opening for me for a multitude of reasons. First of which, my cousin had a holiday party. It's her annual holiday party. She invites all of her friends and some of the cousins there. And we sit and we drink and we're merry and we dance and have all these memories. And I was there until about 6 in the morning to speaking to everybody. And it was a grand old time. And, you know, one of my cousins, the cousin that was there, her house, she's 42. She is a mother of two lovely children. My little cousins. Then it was her older brother there. He's 48. 47 to 48. And he has a 25-year-old son. And you had my other cousin that was there. She's like 46 or 47. And she has five children of her own. Right? All people. All adults. And, you know, other cousins were there as well. You know, my other cousin, he's 35. He has two children, and then there was me, right? So as far as cousins are concerned, I was the only cousin there that has no children, right? And different cousins at different times was like, yo, Tariq, man, I see what you're doing. Keep doing your thing, but, man, don't rush to having kids, man. And outside, in fact, not even, all the cousins that said this to me had children by the time they were my age. And at first, I just thought they were saying, like, yo, keep pushing. Children are difficult. And, you know, with this economy and this climate, you know, there's other things that you should focus on as opposed to having kids. Don't rush it. You can always have children. But then I just feel as though that they just think I'll be an unfit dad. And I say this because, you know, I was with a friend of mine. We went to a chicken spot. You know, I got to meet his coworkers and things like that. And this was the day prior to the holiday party. And I was chilling with him for hours because this is one of my day one homies. This is somebody that had a lot to do with shaping my mind growing up. He's 2 years older than me, two or two and a half, one of the two. But this is somebody I really hold in high regard. And he's also married with a child, right? So I'm sitting there, I'm talking to him for an extended period of time. And, you know, male bonding is something that I really take seriously. And the fact that I have incredible people in my life that are so supportive and just fuck with me in the way that I fuck with them and they're not bitch-ass niggas, it's heartwarming more than anything. But the grander point I'm getting to is I was like, yo, about to be 33, you know, maybe I should look to having a kid with somebody and, you know what I mean, doing the right thing. And he was like, so you don't think you need to establish a place for your child to live? And we laughed, but this nigga was right. And it's become evident that because I don't have a discernible career and because of my lifestyle, everybody doesn't want me to have no fucking children. Now, there was a constant between my cousin saying this to me and my friend saying this to me. I didn't have a haircut. And I felt as though if I had a haircut, niggas would have been more open to me having some children. Because, you know, I have a more of a parental face when you have the haircut. I mean, you look more clean. You look more together. You look more focused. Whereas right now, I look disheveled. So they're like, look at this nigga. Hair all over his face while simultaneously not being able to fucking grow a beard. Who, dad, are you about to be looking like this? So they didn't say this to me, but you know, you got to read between the lines. And I mean, there was a lot of haircut shaming with both friends that are very close to me and my own goddamn family members. Nonetheless, I had a great time with my homeboy, and I had an incredible time at the holiday party. And you know, I've just been getting a whole bunch of love from all over the place. Specifically, after I let everybody know I'm going to get lung surgery, whatever have you. And, you know, it's hard for me to say this to people, but this is why I have this program. I'm going to say this to y'all, right? When people say, yo, if you need anything, call me. Anything isn't the word that everybody should be saying. What people should be saying is, if there is a way for me to help and I'm able to do it, I will legitimately do it for you if it's in my wheelhouse. Now, that's more long-winded. It's very easy to say, yo, if you need anything, holler at me. But my anythings are things that the common person is not going to help me with. And let's run down those things, right? So I'm going to be out of commission for a few weeks, right? Which means I will not be making any money. But my bills won't stop. So a lot to be like, yo, man, I don't know when I'll be able to pay you back, but if you can hold down my bills this month, I would appreciate it. Nobody's doing that, right? But that's the help I need. Or, you know, with me being unable to just get up and get food because you heard my grocery diatribe, like, nigga, I pretty much eat out every day. And nigga's like, you know what, bro? I mean, a few days, I got it in the budget, bro. I'm going to send some food over to you. You know what I mean? Some Uber Eats, whatever you want. I got you. I know your money's tight and all that, but I mean, at the very least, I mean, I got you some food. This is what I need, right? But these two things are not going to come. So if I was to be like, hey, I need some money, and I need some food, a lot of that comes with, oh man, you know what I mean? Yo, I hope everything is, you know what I mean? You're going to take care of it, you know what I mean? God first. Niggas is not going to help you when they say, do you need anything? Because the anything is usually within the realm of things that people cannot help you with. Like, I'm not going to need a ride anywhere. I'm not going to need a fucking shoulder to cry on. Nigga, I need some money. I need some grub. You feel me? And if you're feeling froggy, if you're feeling a little loose in the shoulders, you could send me some Poontang. I don't know if DHL sends Poontang, but I did read an article that FedEx is sending Poontang. So if you would like to send me some Poontang, not no fucking toy. Put a woman with the box, with the popping plastic, the shit that, with the buttons that you can pop. Put a fucking woman in the box and send it to me old school style. So I can come to the door. Oh, what is this? The man comes through. I limp to the door. I sign for it. Open the box. Oh! It's Poontang. You feel me? Or, you know what I mean? Send some calamari via Uber Eats. Oh, something else. There's Drizzly, right? You can send the god some liquor. Now, I know what you're saying. Tariq, you'll be heavily medicated. You need to get better. You know, maybe you don't need to drink. Maybe you need to get the fuck off my back. It's not you having lung surgery. It's me. Your boy needs to dive into his vices. You feel me? I need to get into my bag. You know, speaking of getting into my bag, Christmas is coming up. And, you know, knowing who to get Christmas gifts for and knowing who not to get Christmas gifts for is something that I've gotten relatively good at. You know what I mean? I never, ever had to overextend myself on Christmas. You feel me? Like, not ever. Not once. I'm not that guy. I'm not going to be spending thousands and thousands of dollars. And this comes from a conversation I was having with my man's father, right? I told him, I was like, yo, the reason why I'm not so attached to my phone is because I live a emergency-free life. I have like a bad news life. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, I have no wife. I have no children. My siblings live in Florida. My father lives in Florida. And I don't have to take care of anybody. So if I receive a phone call, it's not an emergency. It's bad news. I don't got to be glued to my phone for bad news. Bad news can wait. Emergencies can't. But, you know, my mom passed and I have no grandparents and I have no children of my own and I have no girlfriend and, you know, I have responsibilities very same as everybody else. And the reason why I'm not putting my aunt, uncle, and my little cousin into this category of being an emergency is because of the way that they communicate. They're in constant communication with one another throughout the day. You know, my uncle's calling my aunt. My aunt's calling my little cousin. My little cousin's calling her father. You know what I'm saying? It's like a web. So one of them three will always be with one another, no matter what. They always know where they are. They're always in constant communication. Nobody goes nowhere without knowing where somebody else is, X, Y, and Z. Like, 4 hours don't go by without somebody talking to somebody. So by the time it gets to me, the only thing that's being told to me is some bad news. So everything is bad news. So this is why I take this approach with Christmas. Because I don't have to do anything for anybody. I don't. It's niggas that I'm related to and whoever I'm feeling in the moment. Surprise. You feel me? I'm not a fucking uncle to nobody. You know what I mean? Nobody calls me Uncle Reek. And that's what happens when you have two younger siblings that live all the way in Florida. My mom only had me, so I've been alone literally my whole life. So, nigga, ain't no, yo, Uncle Reek, can you, you know what I mean? As far as my godkids is concerned, they're good. They're all right. So, nigga, I be out here like, nigga, be saving the most bread on Christmas. When niggas be talking about taking loans out and having to do all kind of special accounts and all this type of shit, that's not the godrin. You feel me? That's not the buere. Now, once I'm more financially stable, I can do things like have my godkids chill with me or have my little cousins chill with me or come through and do something cool for a whole house. But that's not me right now, because if you was listening to me 5 minutes ago, I don't know how I'm going to eat next month. That's exciting. So amongst all that exciting news, I got other things on the agenda. But Christmas is coming, and I'm feeling like I'm going to cook again. Man, my little cousin's going to hop in the lab. You feel me? Get some shit popping. Get some shit going and get some shit growing. You know, and this brings me to my next point. Macaroni and cheese, right? I have a particular way of making it, and I'm going to share that way of making it with you guys. So, and my macaroni and cheese is delicious. I've had 70-year-old black men compliment me on my fucking mac, so I know I'm in the game. But let me tell you guys how I make macaroni and cheese. And I'm open to shift my strategy in regards to how I attack this thing. What I do is I take a pan, right? And then you have a pot. You boil the mac, right? You soften it up within a pot. When the noodles are ready, you know, you got to put the olive oil in there and the salt and whatever fucking else. You know what I mean? Then in the pan, you put 2 sticks of butter in the pan. Bow. You know what I mean? You don't spread it throughout the pan, none of that shit. It's just 2 sticks of butter. Boop, boop. Then you put the first wave of noodles in there. Then you put your seasonings on the mac. You put your cheeses on the mac. Yeah, basically just seasonings and cheeses. Boom, boom, boom. Then you put another layer of noodles on top of the cheese and seasonings. And then you put the second and final layer of cheeses and seasonings on the vibe. After that, you know, I utilize almond milk and I utilize heavy cream. I pour that in the pan on the bottom of the panning tin. I hit 4 corners. Boop, boop, bow, boop, bow. You know what I mean? Then with my melody of cheeses and seasonings and noodles, throw that thing in the oven, put the foil on top of that thing, and I let it cook for about an hour or two. Then as it's cooking on 350, I constantly monitor it to make sure it doesn't burn. I take it out, bow, the God got mac and cheese. However, there's restaurants that I go to where you order mac and cheese and the mac and cheese is done in 20 minutes. And in my head, I'm like, how is niggas making this tasty ass mac in 20 minutes? Now, I'm there's this thing, it's fucking escaping me, where they do something in particular with the cheese, where the cheese is melted already, you put it in the pot, and then you cook it that way. It's not coming to me, and, you know, I would love for you to tweet it to me so I can be in tune, but I don't have, like, this, you know, I don't have this way of making macaroni and cheese. Bring it to sexuality real quick. When they're like, yo, I love it when the pussy sounds like mac and cheese. That's when you know when they have the cheeses in the pot and they're stirring it, whatever have you. I don't know how to make the pussy mac and cheese. I don't know how to do this. I would love to learn. I'm a pretty good learner. And I feel like YouTube won't do the trick for me because the way I like to cook, I ask questions. Yo, what made you go this way? Or yo, let me see you do that again. If I'm just watching a video ad nauseum, I'm just adopting what I'm seeing and I'm mirroring what I'm seeing as opposed to really embracing it and having it really blend into my cooking style. Yeah, I mean, I got to be able to see a person whip that shit up. Everything that I made, either I taught myself how to make it or I watched somebody. You feel me? Like, oh, what you do with that? Okay, you do this and then what? Then you do this and all right, what made you want to do that? Why are these seasonings pairing with this? And got it. You know, this is what opened my mind up to seasonings, because if you're not careful, your chicken tastes like the fish and the fish tastes like the turkey and the turkey face tastes like the veggies and the veggies. It's the same five seasonings for every fucking thing. There's no variance. Everything tastes in the fucking same. Absolutely not. You got to open your mind. And I'm down for my mind to be open. And I know I was speaking about this before, but I'll speak about it now. I'm not going to make macaroni and cheese because we are making the ZD. So that means there's going to be more of an emphasis on the veggie tables. You feel me? Got to make that yams. Got to have the yams. Got to have the sweet potato pie. I'm trying to think, should I make, probably going to make some barbecue chicken. And the cornbread. But I hate cornbread, so I know I'm also making ziti, but we can make some stuffing. Make some stuffing, and then make the cranberry sauce, and then ha. That's Christmas for these bitch-ass niggas. And then I sit, I chill, I watch my basketball, I do my own thing, the way I like to do it, and the ways in which I also do it, you feel me? That's just how I operate out here. That's how I keep it smooth. Something else that I recognize that I have to get in shape. I know I've been saying this, but I'm taking finances, my show, and my health next year incredibly serious, and I want all that shit to reach record highs. Like, yo, I haven't been in this type of shape since I was in college. I've never had this much money. My podcast is clicking on all cylinders. You know, I had an incredible meeting today with somebody that is going to help look to aid me with all my creative endeavors, and this is what I need. I see why shows have producers now. If you look into the NBA, you know, I believe the person that's leading the NBA in scoring is Jason Tatum. And there's a certain level of talent and skill that has to go into being an NBA and playing basketball overall. But I'm pretty sure, and don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure that if you look at everybody who's ever led the league in scoring, they're probably not good at making plays. And I'm not talking about making plays like on the court, like having reads and knowing when to pass or when to shoot. I'm talking about legitimately an offense that the players have to all abide by in order for the game to have a certain level of fluidity and grace to it. Like, niggas ain't going to be in the coach's room developing plays. No, the coach comes through with the plays and he takes the most skilled and talented individuals to implement those said plays for the victory. It's very evident that I'm not a coach, but I'm a very talented player. You give me the plays, I'll put my weakness to it, we going to the chip. But I need a coach. You know what I mean? I need an offensive coordinator. Need a defensive coordinator. Need an assistant coach. You feel me? And with this analogy, you know, you need a producer. You need an engineer. You need an editor. You have that. You get a little manager kind of situation. You in business. Now I'm just coming through and I'm just giving niggas 35, 40 points, 37 and 11 rebounds, 30 and 11 assists. Like, oh shit, this nigga Reek is nice. This nigga might win MVP. And the first thing they say is, I couldn't have done it without my team. And now I'm seeing the value in teamwork. Thing is, though, offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, assistant coaches, coaches are all hired and paid for positions. The God can't pay nobody. Ooh. The manager might want to manage me and charge me 10%. But I got to make money to give him 10%. Ooh. But things are changing. My birthday's on the horizon. New Year's Eve is on the horizon. Mistletoe's on the horizon. And you know, depending on what I decide to watch tonight, an erection is on the horizon. There's a lot of things on the horizon that I'm very happy for. I'm happy for New Year's Eve. I'm happy for my birthday. I'm happy that my penis can still be erect. There's no dysfunction happening. I don't have to use some type of remedy or pills or serum or nothing like that. Your boy is just in good health, man, outside of his lung shit. So, once again, I really want to say thank you to everybody that's been listening to me, people that's been feeling my style, people that's been tapped in with me and just giving me an opportunity to entertain you guys. You know, I'm going to rap. I'm going to do improv comedy. I'm going to shake this fearful shit I got in my system. I'm going to do some stand-up. Because why not? Why not try to explore the limits of things that I might be able to do? I know what I can do. I can do long division. I can't do calculus. Cannot. It's not happening. Can't do statistics. As of right now, I don't speak any other languages. I cannot do manual labor. Get that shit the fuck out of here. Lifting cinder blocks and jackhammers and all this type of shit. You know, I cannot be somebody that picks up garbage. You know, if you so broke, you shouldn't be above any type of job. La, 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 la. Stop watching TV and get your own fucking quotes, all right? If I see a possum, if I see a raccoon, if I see a rat, if I see roaches, I'm done. I'm finished. Cannot work no more. I'm quitting. I am not built this way. You know what I mean? Certain people are, certain people aren't. Some people are cool with just having something be able to attack them at a moment's notice. Some people are cool with that. Some people are cool with just picking up glass shards and getting cut and being exposed to all kind of shit happening to them. Cool. Some people are cool with being in work environments where they can be injured at any point in time. That's dope. Everybody needs a job out here. Everybody plays a role in society. That's just not my role. It ain't, son. I mean, so because that's not my role and because I'm not an engineer, I can't draw, so I'm not an architect. Why not go through these channels? Because if I become an incredible comedian and I become an incredible rapper and I get more visibility because I feel pretty confident in my podcasting skills, now I'm not in a position to where a rat can bite me. Now I'm in the game. You feel me? And by episode 200, I'm going to be clicking on all cylinders and that's going to be all because of you guys, the people, because I'm a man of the people. And y'all love me because I'm a man of the people. And I love you guys because you give someone who's just like you a chance to entertain you. Peace and blessings. Pass the dressing. And I have a special treat for you niggas on Friday.